to the Mel Kay Show. Nobody needs an introduction to my guest today. He's one of the only leaders we have on the front lines that are not just fighting for God and country, but also we the people. Thank you for joining me, Kash Patel.
Mel, it is so good to be back with you, especially after a glorious evening in Mar-a-Lago where we got some news. So
yeah, and that was such a menagerie of people. What a party. God bless everyone there. God bless President Trump. I got to tell you, people were all over the place, and I feel very positive. I feel like we're in a good place. What are your thoughts? What do you need the people to know? They're really trying to demoralize us, divide us, dehumanize us. And I think the opposite effect is happening.
Well, I think President Trump did what he needed to do in terms of delivering a message that sort of rewound the tape back to 2015-16 with a little added bonus of him having been president 4 years. He said, look, you can identify the problems. Anyone can talk about how much of a disaster the Biden administration is. But what about the solutions? How are we going to solve the border, the Chinese fentanyl, the economy, the inflation? How are we going to take on Russia and China and TikTok and fix election integrity? He brought some basic themes that he pulled from 2015 and 16. He said, it's common sense. How do you stop China from dealing fentanyl and killing our children? You take their money and you put in place a trade embargo and you put a wall up on the southern border and you go after the Mexican cartels in Mexico. Pretty simple. And then he was like, if you want to deal drugs in America and you want to be a kingpin, we're going to give you the death penalty. I mean, these are pretty drastic measures that a lot of Americans are going to agree with, having lived through the disaster that's been, you know, the Biden administration. So it was a unifying message and one of, yes, we are in tough times, but this is how we fix it. And you're right. We do need people to come together. It is a day of celebration, not just because he announced yesterday, but we officially took over the House of Representatives just now and formally retired Nancy Pelosi. That is a big deal.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot going on top of that, because it is true that we would not be in the situation we're in Ukraine or with Russia or with China or anywhere in the world. Our geopolitical situation is just as bad as what they've done inside this country. And I do believe, and many people, you see Orban and other world leaders saying, you know, if Trump was here, this wouldn't be happening. And I think that that's really important, too, that people realize the damage done overseas.
No, I mean, so for me, that's my wheelhouse, national security, defense, law enforcement. That's what we focused on in the Trump administration. He talked about it last night, and I was proud to have been a part of it. He talked about how we took out Baghdadi and how we took out Al-Qaeda and how we brought home American hostages and how we safeguarded not just the southern border, but the borders of the United States of America by going out there and wiping out our enemies, but also at the same time by detracting from the forever wars that kept continuing to propagate our enemies. It was a conversation that the defense industrial complex never wants you to have, because they will go broke. And basically anyone in government and defense industry land goes out and gets paid millions like Esper for creating and starting wars and supporting them with, Halliburton. Thanks, Cheney. And he was the guy that said, yeah, we're done with that. Not because of the money, but because I don't want any more of our citizens to die for your wars. I mean, if that message doesn't resonate with anyone while we're on the precipice of World War III in the Ukraine, then I'm not sure anything can resonate.
Yeah. You know, and it's really shocking stuff happening with a National Dilemma for Democracy holding a event with Obama and Bush to convince America to keep going towards World War III. I'm sitting here thinking, is this what you couldn't set this up? Because these are two people that the world looks back on and thinks, A, they were on the same team, and B, look at what they've done. And now they're sitting here trying to convince us, A, Trump's disinformation and the problem, and look at us. And I'm thinking, how are we watching this in real time? And not I feel like it's funny. It's not funny, but it's funny.
It's you're right. It's maybe ironical and comedic to see the two presidents that brought you the biggest disinformation campaigns in modern history. Right. Thanks, WMDs, and thanks, Russiagate. These guys are now telling us that we, who are part of the America First movement, and Donald Trump is the tip of the spear for disinformation. I mean, this isn't even hypocrisy. This is flat out lies by two presidents who have made a mockery of disinformation and then have made money off of it and the forever wars. And now they can. Obama went into the presidency and he had never made more than $180,000 in his life. He now has a mansion on Martha's Vineyards where you can have COVID parties.
Right. Right. And you know, they're the most privileged couple in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And they have billions of dollars, millions and millions we know about. But that's even crazier, because now we find out that this FTX and all the money people have been sending to Ukraine is going through Ukraine, coming back to the Democratic Party. And this is not new, because people should know Black Lives Matter, all that money, same millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire oligarchy class funneling money.
It's all disinformation. What are you talking about, Mel?
Back. I know. I have a free speech platform. I can say whatever I want, but it's going through them back to the campaign in 2020, again, through Ukraine, back to 2022. At what point, Cash, are we going to go after the financial criminals? Because it's the financial criminals that are running everything.
And you know who can go after the financial criminals? The House of Representatives, because the purse starts and ends in the House of Representatives. And picking up the House and these negotiations that are going on for who will be Speaker, I'm all for the negotiations, because you know what it's doing? Allowing strong representatives and smaller factions of the Republican Party to say, I want our guy or girl in a leadership position on this committee. I want this person running judiciary so they can look into FBI and DOJ. I want this person on foreign affairs so they can look into this crypto nonsense and how they bankrolled and bankrupted the world and the Democratic Party. These investigations will not occur at the FBI and DOJ, but they can occur at Congress, like we did Russiagate with Devin Nunes. It is 1,000% doable. And right now, it's critical we get the right chairman and women for these committees. And people have understood the power of Congress now. The Democrats taught the world what the Unselect Committee on January 6th can do with their subpoenas. There is no reason we can't do it lawfully and rightfully when we're in power in six short weeks.
Yeah, and really important for you, as you know, the money's easier to track than anything else. And they think that, you know, and they thought they weren't going to lose power. But I think the same thing about the money with COVID is easier to track. Start with the money and start pulling out the cards, and the whole house of cards will fall. Because what we are also dealing with is, as you know, you were involved. Trump was pulling us out of a lot of these globalist money laundering scams all over the world. He was making the NATO nations pay their own way and improve themselves. He was pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords, which is just a whole bunch of nonsense. Not that we don't have problems with the environment, but we have solutions to the environment that don't include them. And then on top of that, he was really, I thought, he was really bringing back America to our sovereignty where we belong. And now Joe Biden is going full steam ahead. Today he's at, he's at the G20, or somebody is, talking about the next plandemic and how they're, you know, we're going to be a lot more ready because we're going to team up with the WHO, and Trump pulled out of the WHO. And then they're talking about now their digital currency and the UN common agenda. They're all over there, Kerry, Gore, Biden, Pelosi. And I'm thinking, we need Trump back like yesterday, or these people are going to go full steam ahead with this nonsense.
The Klaus Schwab's private, you know, World Economic Forum clown posse is over there in their 500 private jets to talk to us about climate change. And Joe Biden can't tell the difference between Cambodia and Colombia. I mean, this is literally what's happening over there. If you can't see the hypocrisy in that, you're part of the problem. And a lot of these people keep telling us they're championing environmental causes. Great. We are for a healthy environment. Right. But you know what Donald Trump also talked about? We are for energy independence that we have here in America, so we don't have to rely on these partners overseas, so-called partners, to get our energy for our American citizenry. And that is a national security concern right now. Yes. And all they keep talking about is, you know, somehow clouds and sunshine. And this is the message, the disinformation campaign that the media continues to put forward. And what Donald Trump was able to do last night, I thought, in his speech at Mar-a-Lago, was cut through that and say, are you paying more for gas now? Are you safer? What's being taught in our children's school? What has your life improved by? What measure in the last 2 years? These are questions you have to ask the American public. Like, most of them won't answer publicly, but at least the conversations are going. And then he offered solutions to say, well, I'm going to shut down China. I'm going to go take on Russia, and I'm going to make sure TikTok doesn't invade our schools and take out our youth and act as the digital fentanyl of the modern day. These are solutions that people aren't talking about, because if you actually solve these problems, then the Democrats will literally have nothing to run on.
Yeah, and the other thing is now after we've watched him take all the slings and arrows, and you, of course, because they keep going after you too, and anyone that was really instrumental in helping him and his agenda, which they thwarted at every step of the way. But I honestly believe that we can now meet more in the middle with not just independents, but libertarians and disenfranchised Democrats, because he's no longer, you know, this rich billionaire from New York that they all like made fun of and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, meanwhile, he had like the best company in the world, but that's okay. But now he's a survivor. Now they've created a different Donald Trump that maybe, and I believe will, appeal to a bigger base than even before, because now he's kind of the everyman out there by himself. Because the best thing he said last night was, this isn't my campaign, this is our campaign. And I feel that way.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, I spent a bunch of time actually in private with Donald Trump last night after the speech. Great. And I told him flat out, I said, you gave the perfect tone with the perfect substance to unify people that we need to win our movement. It is our movement, but we have to go back like we did in 16 and win those independents. And we have to go back and win those libertarians. I mean, just think of Georgia. 85,000 libertarians voted in Georgia. They didn't vote for Warnock, and they did not vote for Herschel.
No.
That's the majority. That's the difference right there. And these candidates, you know, when they're talking about this, oh, you didn't miss, you know, you didn't get the red wave in the Senate or whatever. I keep reminding people, I'm like, Donald Trump cannot campaign and run for every single office in the country. Our candidates failed to go out there and connect the overarching national security economic agenda of Trump and connect it to the kitchen table values that families care about. How are you going to get me a job? Where's my kid going to go to school? Right. Is crime going to go down in, you know, Western Pennsylvania? These are things that the candidates needed to reach out to. And instead, a lot of them got lazy and just relied on messaging campaigns. And that's not what people vote for. I get it. Early mail-in balloting and all that. That's a different conversation. And I broke with most of our party. And I said, we better get on board with that, because we've tried the last two election cycles and it's not working. And the Dems are romping us in certain districts. And we can either win by playing with the rules that they have and then change them, or just continue to lose.
Now, there's a lot of people out there, though, that I think didn't vote. I think a lot of people were somewhat misled that this was that there was no point in voting, that there was, mm-hmm. you know, that things were to being taken care of elsewhere, or other theories out there. And this is where, like I said, I've been saying, it didn't matter what happened on November 8th. What mattered mm-hmm. is that it was another battle. And when that battle's over, there's going to be another battle, because this is a war for our country. It's really mm-hmm. a psychological war, a war of ideas and information and all of that. But I think we're heading into a new battle, which is another battle for our country. But going forward, what should we be focusing on? What should our priorities be? You're a leader in the movement. You're definitely going to a leader in our movement, but certainly I think in the country. And where would you be telling people? We don't have enough leaders. I think we have like five leaders and you're one of them. So what should people be focusing on and reinvigorating themselves to march behind? Because we got to be action oriented. There's no time to rest here. I thought we were going to have a little rest, and that's not happening.
No. And I told people, whatever happens on November 9th, that's when the real work starts.
I
and
keep saying it too.
Hard work. And look, you know, we talk about this, you and I have great places to reawaken tour and things like that. And, you know, it's the same message is, what can I do? You cannot wait for Trump to do everything, or for this candidate to run a campaign across America, and then us just show up and say, one day every 2 and 4 years, everything's going to be okay. No. You have to go out there, whether it's education, whether it's your town council, whether it's your sheriff's office, whether it's, you know, opening up a store that has 3 employees in your small town. You have to go out there and then teach people the value of the dollar, how hard it is to earn and how hard it is to keep. And then go out there and message on the kitchen table values that those hard-earned dollars translate to. Thank you for making my streets safe. Thank you for letting me send my kid to a school that doesn't teach CRT. Thank you for taking the drugs out of our community. Those things don't just happen unless you put people in places to prevent them from happening and make sure our constitution and our laws are upheld. This is what we failed on messaging to. I'm telling you, we failed. We hit a lot of million. Look, I know we got the, what do they say? We got the, what do you call it? The non-electoral tabulation valley. We're plus 5 million.
Popular, yeah.
That's great, you know, but it didn't win us the Senate, right? Okay. So we the candidates did not go out in the districts that we needed, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia. And I know I'm setting aside all the election day stuff. I'm just saying, if we actually came in under Donald Trump's message and campaigned on what he was talking about, it wouldn't matter. What American is going to vote against the policies that you and I have been talking about for years, which are just very simple? They're not even like mega conservative policies. And what I tell you, we did fail on, in my opinion, is we completely botched the abortion messaging. And I'm not even here to tell you what side of the abortion issue to take. I'm just telling you the Democrats took the leak from the Supreme Court, misinformed America and the world about it.
Right.
And when the Hobbs decision finally came out, rightfully so, giving the decision of abortion to the states where it belongs, which I haven't heard a conservative disagree with that, we failed to message on that. And here's a statistic that I just found unbelievably alarming. 70% of single women voted Democrat. That's the margin.
I know. And what's very scary is that is about the abortion debate. The two places that we failed, I think, personally, are in the abortion debate and also in these people kept spitting that the democracy was in danger. Was in danger. We should have been out there being like, this is not a democracy. What they're talking about is not, that's not true. And then, mm-hmm. But it was like they really were terrorizing people into something that they don't understand. We're a constitutional republic, A, and B, the democracy of which they speak is the West Coast and the East Coast and a part of Chicago and D.C. They don't care about the rest of the country. So, that whole storyline was insanity. And then to one more thing I want to ask you about, which is, we need to unite, but we also need to unite as in the messaging and in everything. And I watch the other side. I've studied this whole Soros and how they work over there and the 501c3s and the NGOs and all these things that sound great. ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. They're all funded by the same billionaires. First of all, they have a beast machine over there. We don't have a united machine. We don't have aligned messaging. That WinRed was the worst. Their text message campaign was terrorizing people, I felt like. I kept being like, who's sending me text messages from people? This isn't real. But we really have to look at the ground campaign in terms of, because you and I know, we've been all over the country, me and you, in person, met so many people. There are so many patriots, but there are so many groups that aren't on the same page. They're not aligned. They don't meet in the middle. We don't have billionaires and trillionaires on our side that are putting together these NGO 501c3 apparatuses that all intertwine. This has been built over years. So I think we really need to also work on a refreshed ground game and a refreshed situation where everyone's aligned at least in some way and feels like they're under the same tent. I don't know how to do that, but that's what I think is important.
Well, I think you've outlined exactly what needs to happen. I think you've outlined what Donald Trump was saying needs to happen, whoever's going to be the next president. I mean, obviously, you and I, hopefully it's him. But what he was saying is it has to encompass a greater movement than what you see at just, say, a President Trump rally. While that's an amazing spectacle and incredibly informative, that alone will not win us the votes in the places we need to win: Senate races, governor races, House races, and most importantly, the presidential race in 2 years. And the way you break through is, we don't have this billion-dollar machine. And I've already seen, the rich billionaires on the Republican side drafting over to this candidate or that candidate. And I said, great, I don't care. I don't want this one or two billionaires running our Republican Party. Those guys want to run the RNC right now. And you've seen how broken this RNC and its results have gotten us. That's a whole nother discussion. But if we, the people that are supposed to be represented by all of these folks, don't go out there and collectively say, you're screwing us. And that was the theme of last night, was this, the swamp is literally worse than it's ever been. And we don't have to drain it. We have to decimate it and make sure it can never, ever regrow. And that singular message, I think, resonates because it talks about the lack of accountability, the government corruption, the two-tier system of justice. When President Trump says things like, I've never heard a presidential candidate say, but I'm all for congressional term limits for senators and House of Representative members. I mean, that is drastically new. But at the same time, like in 2015 and 16, he was bringing these common sense ideas and everybody was like, oh, why didn't we do that 40 years ago? And it's those sorts of things that the Democrats will never say. And if and we can simply unify behind those simple things. Like, okay, let's put the death penalty on for drug lords. Why not?
Right.
Why not? They're killing thousands of Americans. And we are going to say, what, here's 10 years in prison and go back to whatever country you came from? I mean, these are things that people get together around, like independents, even Democrats and Republicans are like, I want all that. And we have to get that message out there. And yeah, it starts with Trump and ends with Trump, but it also in the middle, it's all of us. And
because that WinRed GOP whole campaign, I felt like they were sabotaging him the whole time. I didn't like what they were doing. Maybe some of it was good, but they were also using his likeness, using the FBI raid, all this stuff. And I felt like it came across as disingenuous and not really. I just feel like we the people that are really on this team for Make America Great Again, which is a great thing to do, and I believe will happen. But I think we really need to just start really looking at the ground game in terms of including people more and on all levels, local, county, everything, and stop depending on this the machine. The machine's broken. Honestly, I think most people cash at this point get it's a uniparty. And I think the biggest thing, and I hope you guys do this on the other side, the lobbying money, the think tank money, the military industrial complex money should not be deciding elections in America. No. And we got to do something about the outside money. Because when I was seeing the money going into Georgia from L.A., and the money going into, you know, all different places, that shouldn't be happening. And I wonder, at last thing, I think the draining the swamp has a lot to do with getting the money out of there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. That's just it. The defense. Look, as chief of staff of DOD, I called the big six CEOs my first day in the seat. And I said, okay, there are programs that we need you to perform and execute, but there are others that you've totally failed. Multi-billion dollar programs. Why should we renew you for X, Y, or Z? Why? Is because these generals and these other civilians who have been in the military forever retire and go out and get their golden parachutes and set themselves up for these contracts that take 15 years to complete. And that's a piece of taking, and I'm happy to take on the defense industrial complex. That is not a popular topic, and people have come in after me for that. But the other thing is the lobbyist, right? Donald Trump said last night, if you work in my administration or any, you are banned from lobbying forever.
Right.
What's wrong with that? That takes the money, as you said, out of Washington, off of K Street, out of the Beltway from the defense industrial complex, and puts it where? Everywhere else in America.
Where
it's needed. And you're right. You know, like we you and I have always, you know, said, you know, following the money, be it on Russiagate or taking the money from the government gangsters, as we talk about when the Republican majorities come in and conduct oversight investigations and seize their money and put fences around it like we did until they cooperate. It always comes back to the money. And remember, the money is our money. It's our taxpayer dollars. It's not theirs. And all they do is light it on fire. Yeah. But we let them.
Yeah.
We let them. We keep putting people in places of positions of power to say, here's another bag of money. Please light it on fire for me. And until we tell them to stop, it's going to continue. It's sad. But this is the breaking point. And I think this is what Donald Trump was saying. It's gotten so bad. Even he didn't expect it to get this bad this fast. But I think people are now going to be like these next 2 years when it gets worse. When we're in a recession. But when this thing nosedives too, people are going to be like, who's going to fix this? Right. Biden, Kamala, Schumer.
Most people are pretty honest with themselves that the only person that can fix it is the person who knows what's wrong. And the person who knows really what's wrong are you guys, because you were in there investigating it the whole time and it stalled. You have all the, I keep saying to people, they have all the evidence. This isn't going to be years and years of investigations. And one thing you said there, and I want to reiterate to everyone, is the government works for us. And we were never going, I mean, if you would never hire an employee to work for you and then say, I'll check in with you in 2 years, we should
go work for my opponent.
We should be checking in with our government officials, our elected officials every day. Because let me tell you something, Cash, another thing that people have to start paying attention to is, why should a party all vote in lockstep if I live in Wyoming and you live in New York City? Why are my officials all voting the same? That's not how it's supposed to work. They're supposed to work for us. And we got to keep an eye on that. Last thing, how's the books going? Book number two, are we?
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. And so Plot Against the King series, President Trump launched the first one on Russiagate on Truth Social. And then we collaborated with Dinesh D'Souza, Plot Against the King, 2000 Mules, which is even more prescient now after what happened tragically to Greg and Catherine and their positions for their fight for integrity. I mean, just talk about another absolute travesty. But, you know, for the holidays, we thought it'd be cool to put together a Plot Against the King holiday package. So plotagainsttheking.com. We have both books. Both signed by me. We have a Christmas ornament and we have a bright green Christmas mug that says communist tears on it. And we're doing it at a discount today. If you go to plotagainsttheking.com and say you saw us on Mel K, you can get the whole package to stuff in everyone's stockings. It's great for adults too. Who need to learn about election integrity, who need to know that we live in, as you say, a constitutional republic, which is true. And we need to teach people about truth, faith, service, and mission if you're going to be our future leaders. And yes, we will take pot shots at Watermelon Head all day long in the book. So go to plotagainsttheking.com and get your
And you know what? I have it on my coffee table and everyone that comes in reads it and says, this is great. And a lot of them are, you know, just New Yorkers that aren't even involved. They're just, they're not even attached. And
it's
like,
not political. It's literally not. It's just basic.
I know. Now, last thing, you have your Durham watch. Durham over, continuing, what's happening?
You know, I was talking to Devin about that recently, and we still, you know, maybe we're just so in it that we still think there's hope that he might do something in the new year, but I don't know. We knew he was never going to do anything around the midterms, and so he's pretty much done till the end of the year. So if he does something, it'll be January, and we'll have an answer soon, and either you'll have your report or he keeps going. So
we got to stay positive. We got to stay. I'm going to pray that it's not done and that your work matters. But you still have all the evidence on your Durham Watch website, right?
Yeah, fightwithcash.com, just totally free. Go and just look at the documents. Well, not just Durham, Jan 6th.
Right.
Every major issue we're talking about today, every government document we get lawfully, we put out there for free. Because as you know, you can listen to your great show and me babble on senselessly, but unless... this is the one thing I want everybody to take away. Great. Go buy my book. I would love you to do that. It helps me live. But if you can't, go get something for free, like a government document, and educate yourselves in your community and be like, oh, I didn't know the FBI was willing to write down their own corruption and themselves breaking the law. Read it. Read the documents where Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser failed to act with Donald Trump to protect the citizenry on January 6th. That was their failure in their own writing. Those documents are available. If you do nothing else from the show, go read some of those and then pass them out.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Go to Fight with Cash and look at that stuff, because people say, oh, well, I talk a lot about the IMF and debt slavery and the whole Fed and all of that. And people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I go look at their website and read what they say. I'm not saying it. They're saying it. And you have a lot of evidence on your website for anyone that isn't
all clear. Free.
Or has other friends. We're all going into the holidays, so there's going to become... Know the facts. If you know the facts, you won't get upset, and you can actually maybe open some people's minds. So go to Cash's website. And last thing, Truth Social, doing well?
Truth is killing it. It's just been going up and up and up. And, you know, Elon's doing whatever he's doing with Twitter and President Trump's announcement last night. I mean, just a quick statistic last night. So Rumble, which powers Truth Social, which is our version of YouTube, which everybody needs to use.
Right.
Because it's another free speech platform. Over 4 million concurrent views on one channel of Rumble alone last night. Do you know what that is? That's 2x of election night.
Wow. Great. Okay. Well, we're on a roll. I think we're doing great. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep putting truth out no matter what happens. Everyone follow Cash Patel. All of his links are below. You're an amazing man. Keep being the great leader you are. The best part about you is you keep a sense of humor and you're always smiling. So that keeps a lot of people's spirits up, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mel K. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I am here again to talk to you about something that's concerning me, and it might be concerning you. This is something all of us are starting to feel on the front lines, which is the controlled demolition of the U.S. dollar and our economy. Right now, if you go to the supermarket or you go fill up your car or just your day-to-day expenses, we are seeing an average of $6,000 in bigger costs across the board for each American family at this point. Our 401ks and our pensions are being decimated, and there seems to be no end in sight, at least not right now, because we are at an 8% inflation rate, and that does not seem to be the end of it. And that is a 40-year high. So we've never really seen anything like this in our lifetimes. What we've seen in 2021 and 2022 with the Federal Reserve and the printing of cash is an influx where 40% of the US dollars out there have been printed in the last 2 years, devaluing our dollar dramatically. The rest of the world right now is strongly considering returning back to the gold standard and leaving the reserve currency of the US dollar behind. This has been a result of the sanctions in Russia and other sanctions by our government on foreign countries that no longer trust the US dollar. And I think the best thing we can do is A, know that we have to weather the storm. We have a financial storm brewing. We are going to get through it. America will prevail. But in the meantime, I really am suggesting, as I am doing myself, to protect your savings, protect your 401ks and IRAs. And the great way to do that for me is gold and silver. I've been working with Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a little over 2 years. They've been really great with me and my family and friends. They have experts in different fields and different avenues. And if you go to our partners page and you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, you will find a real person who knows exactly what can be done to help you in whatever circumstance you're in, wherever you find yourself. They will meet you there. They will help you come up with a plan. You can have your gold and silver delivered to you. They also have a depository that's insured that you can have your gold and silver there for you. And in the end, I do believe that America will succeed and we will rise again. And this country will return to the greatness and the beauty that we know and love. But in the meantime, we have a storm ahead. It's very uncertain. To learn more, please go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals and contact the experts there to find the best path for you and your family to protect your savings and to prepare for whatever's ahead. God bless you. God bless America. And please take care of your family first.
Many people know about our clinic, but most don't realize we help patients around the globe reach their health goals. Deep down, you know there's got to be a way to get there, but you don't know where to start. Our starter plan is the first step. You'll get everything you need to experience a health transformation in 120 days.
You'll start by resetting your health with a two-week detox. Then you'll implement our proven anti-inflammatory food plan. On top of this, you'll get a 120-day supply of essential supplements, omega-3 and vitamin DK, as well as our homeopathic drops to accelerate your health goals.
Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer and save a total of $80.
This is your path to more energy and better health.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkayshow.com, events, and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.